Swindlers on Calzada Street. Calzada Street begins at the Granada Cathedral and ends at Lake Nicaragua. The street has become a main tourist draw and has everything a tourist might want and plenty they don't need. In the stretch down both sides of Calzada Street, you have bars, restaurants, street vendors, an open seating area in the middle of the street, waiters standing on sidewalks promoting mojitos, and two-for-one happy hour. There are hostels, hotels, mini markets, and tour companies. There are kids selling knickknacks made from corn husks, women selling whistles and themselves, sleeping dogs, art galleries, chocolate shops, pharmacies, liquor stores, and Eskimo ice cream. This place is a mixed drink of locals, foreigners, tourists, expats, hustlers, transients, businessmen, artists and artisans, homeowners. In the old days, this was a sleepy street and residents lived normal lives. With the influx of foreigners, real estate became more valuable than most could have ever imagined. The quiet street on the way to the lake became the Las Vegas Strip without slot machines. Old adobe homes were suddenly valuable and worth lots more than the straw, mud, and wood beams used to build them. This house on Calzada Street has brought local issues out into the public. Its owner calls out swindlers by name. The bottom line is that this house is not for sale unless, of course, the price is right. Swindlers buy dirt cheap and sell sky high. Swindlers and those swindles dance a fine line on Calzada Street.